It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
A very pleasant good afternoon to you. It's Thursday, June 20th. This is Speak Out 2.0 on KNTR, and we're here for the next hour, live from the Laughlin Mall. And the show every weekday is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, and Barron's Pest Solutions. And speaking of Barron, in the studio, my guest for the next hour is Mr. Barron. Mr. How many people don't know your last name is not Barron?
Probably a lot of people. I think my father and myself have heard that for years.
I'll bet. Yeah. So did your dad start it?
Yeah, mom and dad started the business 27 years ago.
Yeah.
And his last name is Stern, so not even Barron either.
Yeah, and now it's you and...
Yeah, it's myself and my wife, and then we have partners.
And you've grown.
We have. We've had been blessed with opportunities to grow.
It's knowing when to grow and how to grow, huh?
It is. And sometimes you don't have a choice. You know, we've been given opportunities to grow at times when we weren't sure if we should. And you don't want to always, you don't want to just, you know, give that away. You want to take that opportunity.
Right.
But we've had times when we had opportunities and we didn't take them because it wasn't time. Just like you said.
Yeah, because you got to know when. And we were talking before we went on the air. The biggest thing is... staff, employees, finding the right people to be able to do the job for the customers.
Correct, yeah.
And so you've got three different divisions, basically.
Yeah, so we're actually three separate companies, just all owned by the same, you know, partners.
Right.
But they are separate companies, divisions, you can call them that, but they are separate.
Okay.
And we started with the pest control way back in 1991. And over time, we've been able to grow it.
Yeah.
So it's been nice.
Your dad still gets a check every month from
he might be listening. So it's a check. Yeah.
It's a check. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We want because he could be listening. We want something wrong. You know?
I'm happy to give him that check every month.
Yeah, I'll bet.
He built that place. He he created what it is. We've taken it to some different levels.
Sure.
But without them, with mom and dad,
they started it.
Yeah. It's been them. It's just us doing something different now.
Right. So pests. That's the big thing right now, right? Because with this weather, they all want inside.
Yeah, 100%. This is the time of year when pest control takes over.
I find it interesting when I drive into the garage here. You see all the birds that are in there.
Yeah, correct.
Because they're like, this is at least somewhat cool.
Yeah, they love that protection for sure.
Yeah, they want to get out of there. Of course, every time you walk into Home Depot, you can hear birds in Home Depot and Lowe's. You hear them all in there the whole time.
Yeah, they love that cover. You know.
Yeah.
But it is. It's summertime, and it's the time when we start seeing the critters, and they lay dormant through most of the winter. But when it starts to warm up, it's time for that. That's our busiest time of the year. It's usually April through September for the pest control.
How many technicians do you have out every day?
Oh, we've got, on the pest control side, we've got about 15.
15?
Yeah, on the pest control side, we've got another couple weed control guys in that division and three or four termite technicians. So any given day, there's 18 to 20 technicians just for the pest control company.
On the road. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I like it because... you know, they will send you a text message. He's coming to your house in 10 minutes.
Or 5 minutes,
you know, like, really?
Yeah.
You know? And then they'll send you the invoice and say, he's been there. We're done. Here's your invoice. It's like, wow.
Yeah. So about 5 or 6 years ago when my wife and I took the business over, purchased it from my parents, we put some time and money into some software that would allow us to be a little more customer friendly.
Right.
And one of those things was – you know, calls the night before, just like you might get from a doctor.
Yeah.
Notification that you're on your way, notification that we're done. That's the world we live in now.
It is. And, you know, my wife's home during the day, during the week. And so, you know, I always leave a check there, $31 or whatever it is, you know. But I get the information on my phone. You know, they'll be there in 10 minutes. I'm like, whoa, okay. And
yep.
Then we're done. Here's your invoice. Oh, it's marked paid. Well, perfect, you know.
We try to make it easy.
And people like that communication. You know, it's simple and simplistic. It's quick and easy. And everyone likes to know these things. So.
Yeah, that's the world we live in now. It used to be different. Everything was paper and,
oh, yeah.
And sign when you're there. No electronic signatures,
right.
No receipts through email. It was all, yeah. I'll write your receipt. And times changed, so we changed with it.
So what are the challenges on the pest solution side?
Yeah, honestly, it goes back to finding good qualified people.
Yeah.
It's not, and we're picky, you know, which is part of our thing. You know, we're not going to take just anybody. Not only do they have to be barren quality, they got to look the part, act the part.
Yeah.
But they also have to pass state certification tests. A lot of
right.
people don't know that. These are licensed individuals
yep.
that have to pass tests. Clean driving records, great customer service is what we're always looking for. And we're competing with some big companies out here, you know, the casinos
oh, yeah.
and,
yep.
and Dot Foods, which is great. They're here. And so that's the hardest part, finding good people.
I just got a text message from Diane Beardsley. We love Barron, it says, with a bunch of hearts after it.
Well, we love Diane.
Yeah, everyone does. She's on tomorrow, actually.
Excellent.
Yeah, but we talk about hospice and we talk about elementary school board
yeah,
district
yeah.
because they got a meeting today.
It's two different things. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know. And she has two things to talk about. You got three different divisions. But when you talk about pest, what's the last time that one of your guys called and said, I got a problem out here?
Yeah, you know, usually not that often. You'd be surprised. Our guys know what they're doing. Bees is kind of one of those.
Yeah.
Bed bugs, German roaches. These are the things that are a little more complicated, take a little more time, a little more effort, a little more training.
Right.
You don't get those calls too often, but when we do, we've got an operations manager who can jump out there and help out. Myself can help. My partners can help.
Okay.
We've got our stuff together, I think.
Excellent.
I think.
And you do termites, too.
Yeah, we do. So a big part of how we started Barron was the concept of let's get with the builders who are building these homes.
Right.
And let's establish a relationship from the get-go. So we would go out. We would treat the soil
yep.
Before the concrete was poured for termite prevention, establish that relationship, and hopefully get into the house when the house was done,
yeah.
sell pest control, sell weed control.
Yeah.
That was kind of the concept.
I just expanded my house last year, and we added a whole new R cave because we both hang out in there. And, yeah, they had to come out and spray for it, you know,
correct.
And do all the termite stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And so. That's the preventative side of stuff. There's always the, you know, the post side when you have termites and you know, you got to do something a little different then.
You guys don't do the tenting like we used to see in California, you know.
No.
You see a house tent and go, oh, they had termites. You
yeah,
know?
No, we don't have that type of termite out here for the most part. Most of our termites are subterranean, so they have to be in the soil. They got to go back to the soil.
Okay.
So we're able to just treat the soils for the most part. Which is a little bit of a challenge, but we don't need the tenting. Just not
that's a
we
good
do.
Thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a risky type of thing to do. It's
yeah.
it's liability is very high on it.
Well, the cost of tenting people's houses, that can't be cheap.
Yeah, no, it's not. And you know the thing with termites is that because our termites go back down to the ground. They don't just sit there and eat wood 24 hours a day.
Right.
So your house isn't going to fall down when you get termites here. Where in certain parts of, you know, the country, yeah.
They will.
It will. It
yeah.
most definitely will. And that's where the tenting comes in.
I've always said, you know, people used to say, man, mobile homes go up so fast in Bullhead City. I said, well, think about it. Some of these mobile homes are 20, 30, 40 years old.
Yeah.
So they're 2x2s in the walls. So take a 2x2 board and put it through 40 summers and tell me what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know what's holding those walls up anymore. Some of these mobile homes, they're not termites, but there's, you know,
sure.
those walls, there's probably just the what I want to say, the paneling, the wood paneling on the inside.
As the support. Sure.
Supporting the roof, you know. So, but you don't find a lot of termites in the walls?
No, we do, most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say that of the times that we go out and do an inspection for termites, we probably find live activity maybe 30% of the time or 40% of the time.
Okay.
There are those times where you can find evidence of termites but not find live termites. In the industry, that it's the same thing. Termites is either evidence of live activity or just proof that there may be termites there.
All right.
So that's what we're looking for when we do an inspection. But no, we see some good termite activity out here. You'd be surprised.
But your monthly spraying of a house and when he walks around the outside, that's going to kill termites also?
So pest control is general pest control. It's not termites.
Okay.
General pest control is going to pretty much do everything except for your flying insects, your bed bugs, your termites, your bees, things like that.
Right.
It's going to control your scorpions and your ants and your crickets and sun spiders and all those things that we get so used to out here in the desert.
And those are the ones we see all the time.
Yeah, those are the ones that make our phone ring. You know, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. You guys don't go around at night like throw crickets out of your trucks or something?
You know? We might, Larry. We might. You're giving away our secret.
He's writing down marketing tips here. Yeah. All right. So, but bed bugs are treated differently?
Yeah, bed bugs are different. So, bed bugs is not one of those things you can really preventatively do. There's some things out there that people say you can, but they really don't. They're not that effective. And so when we have a bed bug infestation, we've got to do a completely different application. So if you've seen your pest control guy out there, he's doing the exterior of the home, he's doing some of the interior work, he's doing doorways and entryways. Bed bugs, that's not how the treatment goes. It's a whole different type of treatment.
Oh, okay.
And so bed bugs are that's kind of the big one nowadays.
How does the general public go, I got bed bugs? How do we know that?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, a lot of times you're either going to see that, and you're usually in a bedroom or something you might sleep in, whether it be the recliner or a couch.
Okay.
You're going to see staining from the bed bugs on the seams of the furniture or the bedding. Some people obviously will see bites, and so usually one of those two things is kind of the first. Maybe I have a problem.
Right.
And then the homeowner walks into our office and says, "Hey, I think I have bed bugs." You know, and we say, can we have this conversation outside?
Because he's brought him in the building. He's got him in a jar.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. A jar I would be okay with. But
yeah.
So we go out and do an inspection and treat accordingly. And sometimes our inspectors will find more than what the homeowner would normally see. We know where to look in the areas in which they hang out, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
So bed bugs is the big scare, I think, nowadays.
Yeah, so that you treat them. Because you hear about them in, like, hotels more than you do homes.
Sure, yeah. Well, keep in mind that with a bed bug, you're going to get them the traveling and the bringing new furniture in and jumping from place to place. So a hotel room is going to have 6 or 7 visitors in a week,
right,
where your
bedroom
just kind of has you.
Right.
So that's how bed bugs get from place to place. It's they've got to go from one, you know, host, let's say, to another. So a lot of people, when they have bed bugs, they'll say, well, why do I have them? Well, did you get new furniture? Did you have company? Did you travel? Did you know? And usually one of those three things, usually a telltale.
Yep. I'm going to California this weekend, staying in a hotel. And so when I come back, do I need to spray my bags?
There's a lot of people think of a lot of things to do, but a lot of people take their bags and leave them outside in the sun. The heat, especially this time of year, if you're concerned,
the
heat will kill that. Yeah, you do never
know.
And, you know, when you go to a hotel room, do your inspections, take the mattress covers off and take a look and make sure things are clean and there's none of that staining we talked about or blood spots, things like that, yucky stuff. We do our inspections when I travel.
Yeah.
That much. Oh, yeah. I don't care where I go. I don't care where I go. Most definitely.
But you've got a huge motorhome, fifth wheel or?
We do, yeah. My wife and I bought one about a year ago. We haven't had too much time to get into it, but.
I know you were telling me like a month ago you're planning something in November.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. 6 months away.
Yeah, and that's usually our plans are 2 years out, Larry. So, we enjoy our travel. We get plenty of it, but Barron's our baby. You know, that's I love everything we do with Barron.
I know.
And I'd rather be working than traveling most of the time. Just who I am.
And you go to work at 4 a.m?
Well, a lot of times I'll get in early. I'm usually up every day by 4.
Yeah.
We are really trying. I'm really trying to not try to give up some control a little bit.
It is.
And the early hours is something I've been trying to give up for a while now. And I've got good people in place, so I've been better about it lately. My partner comes in even earlier than I do.
Really?
So people were surprised. Pest control is not 9 to 5.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah,
not at all.
Yeah. So, and when you get there at 6 or 6:30 or so, your crews are already there, right?
Oh,
they're already getting in their trucks and headed out.
Yeah, and of all the businesses that we have, there's not a single technician that starts after 6 or 6:30.
Right.
Everybody's out.
Yeah.
Anywhere between 3, if it's a pool, you know, or if we're doing concrete one day or something, we're out way early in the summer.
Yeah.
Most of our pest control guys are out between 5:30 and 6.
Right.
It's pretty much, you know, sun up to sundown with us.
Wow, that's a good thing, though.
Yeah. No complaints.
All right, let us take a break. And we'll come back and talk a little bit more. If you got questions for Matt, give us a call, 702-298-1063.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter, a flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese. Served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrettes. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Parker, and Quartzsite. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
We are back with Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce, here every weekday. And the show, of course, is always brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And we're speaking with Barron, Mr. Barron, and his daddy Barron, and little kids Barron, Matt Hammerhand, the owner with some partners and some help. And but besides pests, you do pool maintenance and pool cleaning and all that good stuff.
Yeah. When we merged with our partners 2.5 years ago, they were the owners of a Dude Termite and Pest Control. And he had about 8 or 9 years of pool experience in the here locally.
Uh-huh.
And when we merged, he about a year after, he said, "Hey, I really have a passion for pools. I'd really like to get back into the pool industry." So we did, and he brought with them originally the pool maintenance. He already had that when we merged, but it's just a natural fit. Dana's great with the pools, building the pools and the pool maintenance, and he loves it. He loves dealing with the customers and the world of construction. So yeah, It's been fun. It's been a learning experience, and we're learning every day, for
good.
Sure.
Good. Yeah. So then how many – this could be another loaded question. How many guys do you – or employees, because women do it too, do you have out there working on pools every day?
So our pool and our landscape division kind of go together.
Okay.
There's about 37 pool and landscape employees right now.
37?
Yeah. So, and that's, wow, you know, combined between the two. We've got three pool crews out there doing pool installs. We've got two or three guys doing pool maintenance and pool repair. And then we've got another 15 or 16 guys doing maintenance work, landscape maintenance work, plus another six or seven doing construction work. So
yeah, because I was up at Laughlin Ranch today, and I see the Barron's trucks.
Yeah.
So you handle Laughlin Ranch?
Yeah, so we were hired by the Homeowners Association to do the maintenance on all the areas that are non-golf course property. So as you drive up into Laughlin Ranch, we're doing the
whole road,
yeah, up to the clubhouse areas and the entrance areas to each of the areas that are gated areas, as well as North Fork, which is part of Laughlin
right.
Ranch, which is the
up
next
the
one
outside,
north.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been lucky to have that relationship with the HOA for three or four years now, and hopefully we can continue that.
That's a huge.
It is.
It's
5 days a week, three guys up there,
I was
8 hours
say,
a day.
Yeah, that's not when you stop by and do a little work and go on the next one.
No, and then it's not just the maintenance. It's also what happens when something happens. You know, what happens when trees fall down? What happens when irrigation breaks? And and it's been a good relationship with Laughlin Ranch and the HOA and D&E Management, who's the management company. We're thankful for the opportunity to do the work up there, and hopefully we'll keep that relationship.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
but it's work. It's work.
Do you get employees that are working up there that after a while go, Matt, can I do something different?
You know what's funny about that, Larry? When we were offered the opportunity to do that work, the association said, please give the guys that are there the first right of refusal to stay.
And
I said, of course. That's three guys. To this day, two of those three are still with us, still doing Laughlin Ranch.
Wow.
And I am so thankful for those guys.
Because they know all the situations. They know it all.
100%.
Yeah.
They know it all, and it's been a lot of work, but it's also been a lot easier than I thought it would be.
Oh, yeah?
Because of these guys, because of these good employees
right.
who take care of us. You know, and we have that throughout all of our companies. Our employees are Barron. I mean, it doesn't make a difference what division. It's not me, and it's not my wife, Tiffany, and not my partners, Dana and Dana. It's the employees.
Right.
You know?
Yep. And the employees are the face of your company.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate, I know, at my house with our bug guy, or technician, or whatever, you know. But, you know, they're friendly. They're, hey, we're here to spray, you know, and what do you want me to do, the outside first or the inside? And they're very accommodating. The last time he was here, I pulled up as he was done, and he goes, your garage door was open, so I did the inside of the garage. I said, oh, great, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing extra. He just did it.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why we have a hard time finding those good people.
Yeah.
Because the expectation is that we find that type of person. And we've been – with pest control, we've been very lucky. We have employees that have been with us for 12, 13, 14, 16 years in our pest division.
And you would think that – the pest side would be the toughest to hire people.
It's the toughest to find the right person.
Yeah.
But once you find the right person, it's one of the best jobs you can have with Barron, because you're creating relationships with 400 or 500 customers a month, and you're seeing them every single month, and they become part of your family. And the holidays roll around, and that's always nice.
Oh, yeah.
And you get in a routine.
You're driving the same truck every day.
Correct. And you're your own boss for the most part. You know,
right.
No one's looking over your shoulder. And so that's, if you find the right person, that is a really nice job to have with our companies.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but the right person, that's the tough part.
Yeah, and everything we do, and everything everybody does.
Yeah. Are you interviewing every day?
I don't want to say every day, but our philosophy has always been, if the right person walks in or requests, and you got to grab them. Yeah, and if you do an interview and you like them, don't let them leave.
Yeah.
And find a spot for them.
Right.
Know? So that's kind of always been our philosophy. But there's always an opening or two available, and we're always looking for people, and there's always movement. So.
And back in the day when I had left radio and I opened Harrah's, and that was their philosophy, basically, that, you know, people come in with the right attitude. We'll find something for them to do. We can always train them.
Correct.
You know, we can train them to do anything.
Correct.
It's finding the right attitude and the right person.
And don't let them walk away.
Yeah.
Don't let them walk away.
Well, and you probably heard in the days when the Ramada used to have you do a personality test.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You had, like, pull a piece of paper out, and you had to act out something.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. there'd be like 10 people in a room, and then
right.
Everybody had to do it, you know. And, and so it was just them seeing your personality come out.
It's important. You know,
yeah.
We have an application, and we've had it from day one, 27 years now. And the last question is a silly, fun question about a pickle and a chicken and a leg, and it's all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's one of those questions when you read it, you as you're doing an application, you think, oh boy, what's the answer? I better get this right. I better think about it. We've had people walk out of the building and take the application home because they can't answer the last question. But that's what it is. It's just meant to see, what's your personality like?
Right.
You know, are you going to stress over this question?
Yeah.
Or are you going to write something funny down and I get to know that you're, you know,
exactly.
you're our kind of guy.
You know? So that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. We're a family business. We put family first. I think we're a great place to work for.
So the right answer is, I saw that pickle the other day and the chicken was chasing it.
Yeah. The right answer is just not walking out stressed out.
Yeah,
that's the right answer.
Yeah. Have fun with it. Have fun with it. So totally, you're 100 people?
No, we're about 75 right now.
Okay.
Yeah, about 75 right
now.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, with three companies.
And 3 years ago, would you have thought?
No, I wouldn't have thought. You know, when my wife and I purchased the business from my parents, we were just the pest world.
Right.
And the landscape construction and maintenance world, and that was probably enough. But when we had the opportunity to merge and bring out other services as well as the security division, it was just too good to be true. We had to jump at it. No, I never thought we'd be doing it, but I'm 100% glad we have, even with all the ups and downs.
Yep. And even though it takes 6 months to plan a vacation.
Yeah, or longer.
All right, let's take another break here and run your commercial, and we'll be right back.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter, a flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad, smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese, served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrette. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Whether it's sandals, shorts, or shirts, get the hottest looks of the season at the Laughlin Outlet Center. And while you're there, catch one of the latest releases at the Stadium 9 Theater. Or take a few minutes to experience SRI's virtual shooting range. Everything from practical shooting to gallery games, even their law enforcement experience. There's nothing like it. It's pure entertainment. So what do you say? Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. Please for value and style.
Classic car owners trust their collectible vehicles to David Miner and his team of professionals at the Upholstery Shop in Bullhead City. Your boat will look and feel like new when you have it reupholstered at the Upholstery Shop. If your jet ski has a tattered seat, get it over to the Upholstery Shop. Just imagine new cushions on that patio furniture. David Miner only uses American-made Sunbrella, ensuring the longevity of your outdoor furniture. After all, living here, we practically live outside. Remember to drop it off at the Upholstery Shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr., Bullhead City.
We're back. Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. Larry Tuneforce, your host. And the show is brought to you by Mojave Shred. Now, we had Olivia in here the other day, but if you have documents that you, either employee records or customer records, you need to protect those documents. So call Randy over there at Mojave Shred, and he'll help you out. tell you how to do it. Perkins Family Restaurant, where they have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the best pies and muffins and cookies in the tri-state area. And they're coming to Kingman, so get ready, Kingman. You're going to see a Perkins up there. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where you get your co-op connection card and you save money all over town. Do we save money at Barron's with a co-op connection card?
You do.
Oh, see, there you go. See, everywhere. And it's brought to you by Barron's Pest Solutions, where we've talked about everything. Spiders, bugs, scorpions. They'll take care of them. Bed bugs and termites, too. And Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot. And I was up there a couple weeks ago. They had these bright color Hyundais. They look really sharp. So check them out at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. We're back with Matt from Barron, and you were talking about security a moment ago. You got into the security side.
We did. We had an opportunity a couple years ago, very friendly with the folks at DoubleTree Security.
Right.
And they were at a point in time where they were wanted to be done with DoubleTree Security, and they reached out to my partner and I and said, maybe we can make something work. You know, we've done business together forever, and what do you think? So we've made it work.
Great.
We've now turned into what was DoubleTree, and we offer, just like what they did, the alarm monitoring and surround sound and central vac and camera work and all that kind of stuff. So another learning experience for sure.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. We're able to bring people with us from DoubleTree. Great people, great technicians, great office staff. We're able to retain them.
Good.
And it's been pretty smooth, really.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So, and then you threw yourself out of your office, and you moved out and made your own office out there.
I needed some space.
Yeah.
I'm a process person. I like to do things in an order and structure. When you're in an office with 15 or 16 folks, sometimes that structure can be,
there's no quiet.
There isn't. And I find that I'm much more productive out there. I find that I get more work done, which is nice.
Because you're away from that.
We're away from a lot of that. Yeah. And, you know, we moved into a building 6 years ago that we didn't plan on all this growth.
Right.
So, of course, we're at the seams now, and we're being creative in space. So, yeah, I was able to build myself a nice office.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's nice. I enjoy the space.
Well, and it's hard when you work with other people that are close by because they're working, especially if their job is to answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a killer.
Most definitely.
Yeah, because that's their job. They're going to be answering the phone all day long.
Yeah, my office was across the hall from my wife's and my partner's.
Yeah.
And their responsibility is to deal with more of the day-to-day, the phone calls and the office staff and that sort of stuff.
Right.
And mine isn't. So
yeah.
I kind of got out of their space.
Yeah.
I want to say I didn't want to move, but I did it for them. I didn't do it for me, Larry. That's what I tell people.
That's a good story. That's a great story. Okay. Yeah. And they bought that.
Of course they did.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
think so.
Gullible people working there, let me tell you. So now, are we missing anything between the bugs and the pools and the landscaping? What's next? You're going to be hiring electricians and plumbers?
No, nothing is next.
No?
No, nothing is next. You know what's next, I think, is deciding how we do all that and maintain the quality and how we built Barron.
Right.
As you grow, it becomes more difficult to keep that quality.
Yep.
And I don't ever want to get in the position where we're doing more than we should be doing and quality gets affected. So we are actually in the process of maybe even streamlining down a little bit. Sometimes you'll call our office and someone will say, hey, we're not doing that right now. We want to maintain the quality control, and it's hard to do that if you just say, I'll do everything.
Yeah. And you can't take on every customer.
You can't,
you know, because like you said, you may call and say, hey, can I get you to spray my bugs? And they say, we can't right now. You know, because you only got so many guys that can go so far to do it.
Correct. And you can always say yes, but then how do you produce?
Yeah.
If you say yes every time, you stop producing in a way that makes you happy. You got to
know your limits.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. And so we're now establishing that. We took all this stuff on real quick, and we're so happy that we did, and we're loving life. But now we've got to kind of pull the reins back a bit and say, okay, let's how do we do with what we do with Barron Pest for all our other companies? How do we create this great thing and this great customer service concept, and that's what Barron's always been about.
How many can you do per day, per person, and mapping it all out?
Correct.
That's tough to do.
Yeah, in any business, right?
That's
you can grow too fast, and that can hurt you, or you don't grow enough.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're a part of the chambers.
Yeah, for sure. We've always been a supporter of the chamber.
Right.
The chamber's been a big part of what we do. We try to stay civically involved with many other groups, too. A lot of my time is spent on, my morning Rotary group. And the Matadors and Boys and Girls Club and the chamber. I'm not so involved with the chamber anymore, except for just as a sponsor and
supporter.
Although
you just revamped the whole place.
Yeah, they were nice enough to allow us to do some work over there.
Yeah, nice enough to let you do it.
They were. And I'll take that job over, you know, a lot of the other jobs, because I honestly feel like the chamber is a super important part of what goes on
in
this town.
It is. And now the whole front and the whole side is all different.
It's a
whole new building.
Took us a couple years. We did the front originally and then came around and did the other side. And it looks great.
You know?
Matter of fact, years ago when I was actually on that board, when we decided to change the color of the building, it met some opposition.
Yeah, I know.
And I'll be honest, I was a little okay, maybe after it was painted. I love the way that place looks.
Oh, it's turning out.
Yes,
great.
You have the landscape. You have
and
the
you
nice color.
You know, it comes towards the end of the month.
No, what happens at the end of the month?
Their electronic reader board.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I just talked to Tina over there this morning.
Yeah.
And she gave me an update on what's happening over there. And now
in
all the news with maybe Pokey getting moved around,
I
guess.
I don't know. I think Pokey needs to stay there. Myself.
I like Pokey. Like Pokey.
Nobody asked me, but I think Pokey's fine right there. You know?
I do, too.
And they said the Parks Recreation Board last night decided to move it. I'm like, wait a minute. Who are they? Come on. Leave it alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pokey comes with a great story for us. Pokey comes from a resident in town. Maybe people know this, but we did a lot of services for that resident, and they decided they were going to, you know, they didn't want Pokey anymore. And he came to me and said, who do you think could use Pokey? And honestly, I never said the chamber. I never even thought about it.
Right.
But he reached out, and that happened. And ever since, I mean, you can't go by there without seeing some pictures taken.
There's
and
always people climbing all over it, even with the signs that say, please don't climb on it. You know,
I think that attracts them.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. It should say it's electrocuted or something, you know. But, yeah, they love it. They're all over it. And even during the Harley run, you see motorcycles over there parked and people getting up there.
Yeah, most definitely.
We need to find a way to get a camera that just stays there and then it texts you the picture, because everyone tries to get in it, you know. There's always somebody that can't get in the picture.
Yeah, that's true.
So they want to move Pokey, I guess, and then they got something else they want to bring in.
They've got a bull.
Bull.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
But the bull should go at City Hall.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't make those decisions. So,
I know.
You know, they'll do what they'll do, and we'll love it no matter what they do.
Exactly. We'll be stuck with it, whatever
they
do.
Yeah. That's right.
So did you have to move Pokey yourself?
No. Oh. We were asked, hey, what do you think somebody would want this? Great, very nice family who lived in the house up there. And we gave our opinion, but then about two weeks later, it was moved.
How big of a house does this guy have that he has
He had a good piece of property up in the towards the Sunridge area, on the southern part of the Sunridge area, or southwestern portion. And he had a good sized yard, and it sat up on the corner of his property, and you could actually see it from the parkway when it was originally up there. Nice people, and it was so nice of them to donate that.
Yeah, because I'm sure that wasn't cheap.
No. I'm sure. I guess it was his wife's thing. The wife loved the turtle, and they decided to move, or I don't know the whole story, but
because wherever they saw it, they had to bring it here.
Yeah, and then somebody brought it. I'm sure someone has the answer to that.
Yeah,
it wasn't
us. Some crane had to move it. Yeah. I mean, that wasn't. You call your neighbors and say, "Give me a hand."
No, not
this isn't
not
a
Pokey.
Flat screen or something.
No.
You know, but no kidding.
Yeah, so the chamber's important to us. It always has been.
And you're in the Morning Rotary Club.
Yeah, correct.
They're up and coming.
Yeah, I think we've passed the up and coming stage, to be honest with you, Larry.
We're all right. Because I'm sitting here in my Kiwanis shirt today because we were passing out certificates at the swim lessons this morning.
Right.
And so that's why I'm wearing this. But so you're past the up and coming.
We're at the point where I think we're at about 45 or 47 members.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Which makes it a good size to the group.
Especially for a morning club.
Yeah.
It's hard sometimes.
And you know, there's so many great civic groups out there, from the Kiwanis and the Rotaries and the Matadors and all these groups. I mean, and it's a lot of the same people, but man, do we get a lot of stuff done. Not just our Rotary, but I mean all these groups.
Well, and just earlier this week, they cut the ribbon at mile markers for the yard that the leadership group built.
Yeah.
And you had something to do with that, too.
Yeah, so the the gals there, I think it was the Women's Council, they reached out to us and said, can you help us with the playground area and the grading and some of those things? That's not something we ever pass up on. We built our company on a lot of that, on supporting the community. And
this community has been that forever. I've been here 29 years. Mm-hmm. And 39 years. And I've seen it since I got here, you know, with the Rotary Ramada was already built when I was here, not the one that's there now, but the wooden structure that was there. And Fredrick was in here yesterday from the Oatman Chamber, and I remember when he was the chamber director in Bullhead. And same thing then, you know, people helping out and getting stuff done. And I remember last year when the little 8 or 9 year old autistic boy was missing. Mm-hmm. And I called Lori Duggins and I said, "What do you need?" And she goes, "I need food and water." And so I just started calling people, and for like the next 3 hours, I just ran around and picked up food and water and was taking it to the city hall.
And this community comes together in so many great ways.
You know,
it really truly does.
I somebody at Warm Sea, and then I go up there, and there's a security guard loading a case, a pallet of water into my SUV. I called Sean Hammond, and I left a message on his cell phone. I don't even know where he's at.
Right.
But an hour later, he called me, and he said, "Come by, come over to this entrance, and they have 100 sandwiches, 100 fruit, and 100 bottles of water." I said, "Wow." You know,
yeah,
that's this town.
It is. And, you know, honestly, for me, before I, you know, had children and before I got involved, you always heard, well, there's nothing to do in this town and nothing happens in this town and nothing, you know, and then you get involved and you realize how amazing this town truly is and how amazing the people are. And it is really just a blessing to be a part of it. And that's why giving back to the different programs or donations or doing the playgrounds or whatever. That's what it's all about.
I think so too, you know, and I'm one to help out and show up at the Coats for Kids and show up at the Backpack Buddies, you know, where they give all the kids new clothes and everything.
Sure.
That's an awesome day to go down there for a couple hours and put clothes on these kids and brand new shoes and everything.
If you look at the community calendars, you won't find an empty weekend.
Oh, I know.
You just won't.
I read this community calendar every day of the year.
I know.
And there's a lot going on.
I know.
So keep it where it's at. Just improve a few little things, but no more growth for a while.
No more growth. No more growth. Maybe even scale back and just control quality.
We do record this show, and it's available on the internet.
Right, so, I know where you're going with this.
You know, I'm just thinking your wife might want to download it into her computer and save it. So in a couple of years when you say, "Honey, what if we..."
That is not going to happen.
She'll go, "Wait a minute, you need to hear this. Matt, listen to this."
I've been happily married now for 18 years.
Yeah.
And I know where to push and where not to push.
Not to say...
I'm not pushing there.
"Honey, can we do this?"
And there's four of us, you know. So my partner and I, we both have wives. And you know what? We're talking about that just real briefly. We are so, and I'm using this word blessed again.
Right.
We are so blessed. The four of us and how we work together and the way we've been able to merge together, that's not an easy thing all the time.
No, it isn't.
And just having all of us having those family values and wanting to be, you know, similar thoughts.
Yeah.
It's been a great, great 2.5 years since we merged. Ups and downs.
Right. Oh, sure.
But, it's been great. It really has.
And it's hard to find a partner that you share values and morals and everything else with,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so you're lucky that you got that.
We're very lucky.
You all work together and keep it going.
Yeah,
and that's the plan. 75 other employees.
That's the plan, and we love it. We love every day of it.
I mean, in your office, your wife runs the office, right?
Yeah, she along with my partner's wife, they're the ones that run the office world.
6 or 8, 10 people in there, right?
Yeah, I think there's 9 or so people in there. They honestly run the show. The ladies run the show. Dana and I, my partner, we can say we do and what we don't do, but if it wasn't for them, we're not where we're at right now.
Because they're the ones that answer the phone and...
Yeah, it's a good team we have,
and Larry. Fire up the new customers and put them in the system. Yeah. And they're also the ones that say, "You can't do that right now. We don't have enough people."
Yeah, well, we have that too.
Yeah.
We have that too. Every day is a different challenge.
That's going to be the hard part for them when they got to tell somebody no.
The hardest thing to do is to say to someone who wants your services, "I can't help you right now." But you know what? It's easier to say that than it is to say, "I screwed up," or "I didn't meet the quality that I want to, you know, provide for you," and that I don't want to do.
Right.
So no matter how big we grow or whatever we do, that's the number one thing. It's our tagline: quality, experience, family. Yep. That's what we do at Baron, and that's what we try to do every day. So
now, do you guys have your own mechanic with all these vehicles?
No, you think we would, but you know, one of the things that we also find important is making sure that we support our community. So even when it comes to like building pools, you know, we don't do it all ourselves. We want to subcontract some stuff out. We've got some great auto companies in town that we work with. And they've been great with us. But I don't think the fleet's big enough for that quite yet. I mean, we're about 50 or so vehicles deep between trailers and trucks and stuff.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, it's probably getting pretty close, but
where do you build a garage?
No, I know I have no interest in that. I'll use the quality people we have in this town that help us right now.
There's a lot of them out there.
There are, and there's some really, really good ones.
So if somebody was listening right now and they said, okay, he sounds really sharp, I like what he's saying, they want to call because they want bug service or they want pool service or security systems or landscaping, what number do they call?
So they call 758-5499.
Okay.
Any of the friendly ladies will pick up the phone and guide you in the right direction. And if we can help you, we'd love to help you. If we don't feel like we're the right fit for you, we'll tell you, we'll be honest with you, because that's what it's all about.
Well, and as a customer, that's what you want. You know, if you send a technician out and they say, you know what, we really can't do this the way you want it done. Well, okay.
Correct.
Then say, well, I think I can do it. It's like there's a commercial on TV where the guy's, you know, putting these people in a ride at a carnival, and she goes, "Is this pretty safe?" He goes, "Yeah, I think so." You know? You go, "Wait a minute, they're getting out of it." Then, you know,
no, be honest.
Yeah, be honest and tell them. You know, and
that's the most important thing,
right?
For sure. Right. And you know, you can also go to our website at www.barronservices.us, and all of our services are on there too.
And they can see everything about Barron.
Everything that we do, and you feel free to call the office, go online. Stop by, whatever you want to do.
All right. Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it.
Very informative. I think everybody out there has probably got a wealth of information now.
I enjoyed it, and I appreciate the time.
What's the one area that you'd love to increase right now?
Pest control.
Pest control?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Pest control is the what started it all.
Yeah.
And it's what will always be the most important thing for us.
So if you know a young man or a young woman that's looking for a job, and maybe they don't know anything about pests, they'll teach them, and they'll get them state certified.
100%.
Just make sure they have the right attitude.
Always.
Good deal.
Thanks,
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand-new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand-new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color. Pick your interior. Then picture your family in a brand-new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman. Or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Working in the medical field? It's the fastest growing profession in the tri-state. If you or someone you know is working in or starting a career in the medical field, trust the folks at Anything Medical to provide quality scrubs, shoes, and professional equipment, all at the very best prices available. And be sure to remind your patients to visit Anything Medical when prescribing orthopedic braces, shoes, wound supplies, respiratory aids and service, or any home medical equipment. Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall. Visit Anything Medical today.
The latest edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk 106.3 dominates. KNTR Talk's own Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host for the second consecutive year. KNTR Talk's Dave Ramsey is number three. Mark Levin is rated fourth, and Brian Kilmeade came in at number seven. KNTR Talk 106.3 has four of Talk Magazine's top 10 heavy talkers. KNTR Talk's Dana Lash comes in at 17, Jimbo Hannon at 19, Doug Steffen at 24, and Dennis Prager ranks 33rd. All in all, KNTR Talk 106.3 has 8 of this year's top 33 talkers. With an estimated combined 65 million weekly nationwide listeners, KNTR Talk 106.3 leads the way in talk radio. With these numbers, there's just a couple of questions. What's on your radios? And if you're in business, where are you spending your advertising dollars? KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station and can be heard throughout the tri-state on one frequency, 106.3 FM, and on KJJJ HD2 1023.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0. I mentioned earlier that Diane Beardsley texted me and said, we love Barron's. And then I didn't open my phone. I just saw the text, but she sent a picture of a Barron's truck going down the street in front of her. Too funny. It's great to live in a small community. I love it out there. It's now time. Our show, again, is sponsored by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And now it's time for our community calendar for a few minutes before we have news. And as you just heard, the high ranking of Sean Hannity, and now he's going to be here in about 10 minutes. He'll be in your ear on KNTR. Tonight, we have a chamber mixer in Bullhead City at 5:30. Don't forget, if you want to participate, if you've never been to one, this is a great opportunity. It's at Davis House off the Parkway. And there'll be plenty of food and prizes, and it's always a good time. And you get to, it's a mixer because you get to talk to other business people and mix up with them. And now in Laughlin today, going on right now until 2 o'clock, there's the magician Adam London at the Laughlin Chamber. And so you got about another hour of that, at the Laughlin Library. You got about another hour of that. So buzz up there if you're interested. Now tomorrow in Bullhead City, at Rotary Park, they have this WOW Mobile Produce Pantry. It's free food. So that's 11 to 2 tomorrow. You might want to get there early. There's probably going to be a line of vehicles. And it's usually all fresh fruits and vegetables and good stuff that you want in your home. Also, there's a bake sale tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. up at Sunridge Village on Landon. And if you have any questions, you can call them up there, 754-0700. Saturday, we have a farmer's market in Kingman, and that's at the Thunder Events Center, 8 until noon. Any questions, you call Tom at 928-542-6059. Also, on Sunday, there's a free concert in the park at Metcalf Park in Kingman. How cool is that? That starts at 4 o'clock. They say bring your own lounge chairs and, you know, popcorn or drinks or whatever you wanted to bring, but it's just a free deal going on in the park, so you can check that out. Next Tuesday, we have a blood drive up at Joshua Springs from 10 until 2, and you have any questions, call 877-258-4825. And another one on Friday the 28th at the Realtors Building on Hancock Road, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Any questions again, or you want to make a reservation, because you can do that, 877-258-4825. And then next Friday also, Friday morning, a week from tomorrow, they will have their networking breakfast at the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce. It's kind of like a chamber mixer, only it's early in the morning from 8:30 to 9:30. They'll have some pastries or donuts and coffee and stuff, you know. But another opportunity to just chit-chat with other business people and network within the community here. They have a stick pony derby coming to the Kingman Fairgrounds on the 29th, and that's all I know about it. If someone knows more, tell me, okay? Give me a call here at 702-298-1063 or my cell, 928-201-3313, or send me an email at tuneforce@gmail.com. Tomorrow we have Diane Beardsley, who we talked about today. She's in here to talk about Hospice of Havasu and the Bullhead Elementary School District. They have a meeting this afternoon where they're going to talk about letter grades and possibly phasing that out. So tune in tomorrow and you'll find out all about it. I mentioned earlier our Kiwanis swim lessons. We passed out certificates this morning. If you want to register for the next session, it is tomorrow. That happens up at the Sunlink Center. The next session is from the 24th to July 3rd, just before the 4th of July. It's a little shorter because of the holiday. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Sean Hannity's up next after...
the voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.